This is the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast from Turin.
It is a huge welcome back to the Eurovision stage for Ethan, Victoria, Damiano and Thomas, Måneskin, the defending champions of the Eurovision Song Contest. It's your homecoming. How are you feeling?
We're feeling great.
Yeah, very excited.
Yeah, we're excited.
Can you believe it's been a year since you won? Victoria, what a year you've had.
Yeah, it's been crazy. We've been doing a lot of stuff we can't even remember, but we've been like touring around the whole world. And
Damiano, can you sum up the last 12 months since you won on that stage to where you are now? Is it possible?
It's hard, but it's been a non-stop drive. Like, it's so weird when we think that it's just 1 year, because it feels like it's five. And we did so many things. We had so many turning points that we can even sum up, because that's really too many stuff that we did, and we're super proud, and we can't wait to do this over and over.
So many things that we have done during the last year, like hip hop collaboration, interviews, opening for the Stones at the stadium. This was our first stadium in our whole career, so it was like incredible to have like all the crowd all like around the queue at the stadium. And we also did Coachella, and we also did our first gig in New York, Albert Ballroom. It was so amazing.
What was Coachella like, Thomas? What was Coachella like? How did you find it?
It was crazy. I mean, it was our first time that we had the possibility to play there. It was really sick. And the both weekend was really, really cool. And I don't know, the crowd, the energy was really fun, to be honest. Yeah.
Victoria, what did you find hotter, Italy in the summer or the desert in Coachella?
Italy in the summer. That's unbeatable.
What was opening for the Rolling Stones like, Damiano? That must have been a moment.
It was hard, actually, because it was not our audience, and they're used to Rolling Stones, so they're you need
hard comparison.
Yeah, you really need to give something to them. But at the end, when we got over anxiety and stuff, we started enjoying it, and then we saw a good response from the people. And then when we got off stage and we saw a bit of the gig, there was a lot of people coming toward us, and I don't know you, but you did great. Come on, I'm gonna start following you. And old people, like grown people. I'm
like
sorry.
Like 90 years
old. I'm sorry. English is not my first language. Grown people.
Going back to that moment last year in Rotterdam when you won, can you remember what you did in the final hour before you went on stage? Can you remember how you were feeling, Ethan?
Yeah, we were just like in the dressing room getting prepared and
for the performance. Yeah.
With a lot of anxiety. Yeah.
Did you feel nervous at that point? I mean, you'd sung the song so many times, hadn't you?
I know.
Think people now know you have to sing it 20 times in the week.
But still, it doesn't take away the anxiety.
I think it gives you even more anxiety, because maybe you do your best performance at the dress rehearsal, and then you're like, okay, I have to do as better as I did yesterday, and too many thoughts come to your mind.
Yeah, because we try and like to be constantly evolving our performances in general. So this like gets better, and sometimes it's also harder.
You came quite late in the running order, because the people who are on first, second, they can sing and then just relax. You know, they sit in the green room. You have to wait about 2 hours into the show.
I know. Yeah.
Were you able to see any other acts, or did you stay in your zone?
No, we saw them. We tried to distract them.
There was TVs everywhere.
And then the now famous scoring, you know, where the results come in, and then the final moment is Damiano, you in one box, and it's John's Tears from Switzerland in the other box, waiting for that last moment. And then there's the shot of all four of you kind of looking up, waiting. Can you take me back to that moment, Victoria? What do you remember?
I remember we were like, we couldn't believe what was going on, because at first when we got the votes from the other country, we were pretty low in the chart. So we were like, okay, we won't win, like it's not gonna happen. And then it started raising and raising, and we're like, oh, really? We were fighting about the score because we were sitting and we like misunderstood how the points worked. So I misunderstood something. I was like, okay, so now we're getting these points, and they were like, no, it's not working like that. I'm like, yeah, it's working like that. Yeah. And then we started fighting, and then we started growing. We're like, okay, stop fighting, guys, stop fighting.
But it was for the pressure from the anxiety in that moment, because
It was very fun.
And then you won.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you had to go on stage, sing again, and then everything happened the previous year. I think we should talk about the fact you're returning to the stage to sing your new single as well, Supermodel. You've been in LA for that and working with maybe the greatest songwriter working at the moment, Max Martin. Damiano, what was that like?
It was great. We met and worked with a lot of artists, but Max is, I think he's one of the best producers alive, and I think also ever. Like, if you look back to his career, there's too many great songs that he worked on, and working with him was very was, first of all, was kind of a lesson. Like, I feel like I learned a lot from him and from his old team, and also I think it has been great because he didn't try to change us, and he just took what we were already doing and put his magic on it. So I think it has been a great collaboration.
Are you looking forward to singing it on the grand final stage tonight back at Eurovision?
Absolutely, we're so excited.
Yeah, we can't wait.
Does it feel like a homecoming?
Yeah, it does. Every time we're like back, it's fun because like we have this thing, like at X Factor, because that's where we started, then at Sanremo, and then at Eurovision. So it's fun every time we go back. It's very nice.
Out of everything that's happened to you in the last year, what's been the most surreal moment, Ethan? What's been the most strange thing that you've done?
The most strange thing that we have done? That's a good question.
I think like the Iggy Pop moment was like my most blown away moment.
So take us back to it. What happened?
Basically, we were in the studio, and then they told us that Iggy liked their music and was interested in collaborating with us. So then we made like this Zoom call, and he started recording like our song in front of us. And we're like, this is not really happening, is it? It was so crazy.
So punk. It was so punk.
And finally, how was LA? Did you have a lot of fun there?
Yeah.
What's the best thing about LA?
Parties.
The weather.
Nice.
And I think there's also like, I don't know, I just felt in LA during these 3 months that we stayed there, the environment in general, you can really feel there's a lot of music inside the city, because there were a lot of celebrities, like actors, actresses, and stuff, but also a lot of singers, a lot of bands, a lot of musicians.
Producers.
And I really felt that a lot.
Måneskin, welcome home. Welcome home to the Eurovision Song Contest, the Grand Champions. You're ready now to hand it over to somebody else.
Yes.
You know? Yep. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
This is the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast from Turin.